All right. Now, one of the reasons why I started my class and started doing what I was doing was because I noticed something. You know, it started with me at first because I was like, man, my life is like, there's things that are happening in my life that are just really negative. And I'm like, it's not supposed to be going this way. And, you know, as a Christian, you're taught to pray about things. And I was wondering why, you know, like I'm, you know, I prayed and, you know, did all the stuff and things still never seemed to work out like they were supposed to, or they just weren't consistent enough. I would say that it was a lot of times it was hit and miss. So I started to study the ideas of that were behind religion, because I noticed that religion, all religions have a commonality to them. You know, usually every religion has some form or fashion of the golden rule: do unto others as you do unto others as they do unto you, or something like that. I forget how it goes, but y'all know what I'm talking about. But that idea, because every religion has that idea, that tells me that there's a commonality to something that they're teaching. But then they start to diverge into what their different cultures and the different regions that they're in. They start to diverge on little different things, you know? So I wanted to find out, where did that commonality come from? So I was also into the law of attraction. I started studying the law of attraction back in 2006, okay? But that fascinated me because it really spoke to me. The idea that thoughts become things. I saw that work in my life. When they said it, it was like, yeah, that's right. I know, because I've thought certain things and then they come and it comes into existence, you know, into my life. That is very real. So, but I'm the type of person, if you tell me something, I can believe it, but I'm like, okay, well, where did you get that from? You know, where did that come from? Where can I get, because I don't necessarily want the filter of what somebody else's belief is about it. Y'all follow what I'm saying? I want to find it out for myself. And that's just, I guess, a quirk of mine. I don't know, but I got to find it out. So I started to research and study the law of attraction, started practicing a lot of the ideals. And I made a career change using those principles from doing one job to becoming a teacher, you know, and I used those principles. And I was like, wow, man, I was so excited. But again, they were still hit and miss. Something was happening to where I wasn't getting what I wanted every time, you know. So what happened was in 2009. So I got a teaching job in 2007. 2008, like a year later, the district ended up having money problems. I got laid off. I'm like, what the? This is not what I was praying for, was asking for. And, you know, I was with a lady and, you know, things started to go rocky with her and, you know, just everything. So right at the beginning of 2009, everything just crashed for me. I got laid off. Ran out of money, ended up losing everything I had. I mean, I ended up living in a one room hotel. Okay. One of those extended stay hotels, you know, where they got the little kitchenette and all that stuff. That was my life, you know, and dude, I could have been bitter. I could have been angry about it. But what I ended up doing was like, okay, well, I know these principles. I know about praying and I know about it, but something wasn't right. The law of attraction, something wasn't right. Something wasn't working like it was supposed to. So what I did was I took that opportunity rather than getting bitter.
Hey, family. Reginald Martin here. Are you feeling stuck in life, struggling mentally to find direction and purpose after questioning your Christian beliefs? It's time for a breakthrough. Introducing Unapologetically You, a 3-month program for overcoming negative religious programming and living authentically. This is a one-of-a-kind life-changing coaching program tailored for those on the journey of breaking away from Christianity. My unique skills, knowledge base, and personalized guidance help you to unlearn the negative programming, Reform your shattered beliefs. Prioritize your own needs without feeling guilty or selfish, and unlock your potential to live life on your terms, and you can discover your true purpose. You can transform your life, throw off those mental shackles, and reach your true potential with Unapologetically You, a 3-month program for overcoming negative religious programming and living authentically. Ready to take that first step? Click the link in the video description to access my exclusive free video, packed with valuable insights to jumpstart your journey. Visit workwithreginaldmartin.com and begin the journey to living life on your terms. Back to the video.
I took that opportunity to say, you know what? It was the first time in my life I had to collect unemployment. I was in my 40s then. First time in my life I had to collect unemployment. But at that point, the economy had tanked too, because that was when the real estate market had crashed. Everything was happening in the United States. So jobs were, you know, cratering and everything. So for a year and a half, I was off and I collected unemployment. But the blessing in that was that I was taken care of, you know, financially. So even though I was in a 1-room hotel, you know, alone, you know, blah, 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 I was taken care of, you know, I had a roof over my head. I could eat. I could do this. And I could study. So I started studying this information and this knowledge that I share with you guys. And I mean, I studied for 16 to 18 hours a day. And I've told that story before, but it's the truth. I studied for 16 to 18 hours a day, all kinds of stuff, you know. But it was from the perspective of the law of attraction. But there was something that was still missing, you know. So I started practicing a lot of these ideas. And then sure enough, there was a year and a half later. Okay, I was tired of being in the hotel. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'll get a job now. And I wanted to get a teaching job. So based on the principles that I was practicing, I said, you know what? I know when I get an interview, I'm going to get hired. Bottom line, you know, that's just what's going to happen. I filled out an application online Thursday. I finished it Friday, got an interview Monday, had a job Monday afternoon. Okay. And that's no joke. That's how I went boom, 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 boom. Okay. But I just knew it. But that was based on those principles that I was practicing. Okay. So I got the job. And then I ended up teaching again, I guess probably about 5 or 6 years. Ended up teaching. And then I was ready to like start my own stuff. But bottom line is this stuff is things that I've been studying, guys, for over 15 years. And then I ended up stumbling on the comedic stuff because I started speaking publicly. And a friend of mine had the spiritual center that they wanted me to speak on something during Black History Month. And I wanted to bring something spiritual because I know we always talk about history in Black History Month. And that is something that is annoying to me because in the United States, in Black History Month, they act like Black people started at slavery. I'm like, no, that's there's more to us than that. But I also didn't want to get in. I wanted to bring something about African spirituality, not just African history. I wanted to find out something about African spirituality. Now, I knew that like a lot of the stuff in the Bible, it came from ancient Africa, but I never was able to connect the dots. I never found anything to connect the dots until I started really digging. Once I started digging, it was like, man, this stuff just, a whole world just opened up. So that's why I ended up creating the course that I have, African Spirituality Before Christianity, The Ultimate Guide. And I put in there a lot of those things that I started studying and started finding out, and the connections to the Bible, the connections to ancient Kemet, and things that I had never seen before, okay? Never found it before anywhere, all right? At that point, it was like I also noticed that when we talk about African people, there is no mistaking that I could look in my neighborhoods in my city in Dallas, and I could look around and I could see that there was always a concentration of churches and Black people in poverty-stricken areas. Always a connection. And I noticed that. So I'm like, made me think. So then I started to think, well, even other cities that I've been around in the United States, I've seen the same thing. There's a connection between poverty and churches. Then I started to look around the world, and the connection that I saw was that poverty and churches and Christianity, there was a huge connection. So that made me, it made my antenna go up. I'm like, what is the deal? Why is that happening? And so I started to again, and I was a psychology major, and I knew the idea of how I studied why people thought and did things the way that they did. So what was making people, why was there a connection between churches and poverty in the African diaspora? Why was that? And so I started to look at the messages that we were getting in church. I'm broken. I'm nothing without God. I'm a wretch. I'm, you know, a filthy rag. I'm all of these negative things. Those were affirmations that our Black people do every single Sunday. And I went to white churches too. So I saw that there was a difference between the way things were taught in white Christian churches and the way things were taught in Black Christian churches. There is a difference, guys, big time. Okay. So once I started to notice that, it was like, this makes sense as to why our communities are so destitute a lot of times, is because we don't have confident people that can build businesses. Because any business that you build has a personal development plan automatically attached to it. I don't care what your business is going to grow commensurate to your belief in yourself. Bottom line, okay? So my idea came was like, okay, well, how can I help my people to transition from these negative ideas? And I know a lot of Christians think that I'm attacking Christianity when I'm teaching these ideas. I could care less. If a person wants to believe in Jesus, I honestly could care less. But the idea of a Black person worshiping a white person as God, or somebody that looks like a white person as God, I knew psychologically, just from my training in college, I knew that that was not a good combination. Okay? It just isn't. So I started to try to figure out, okay, how can I show people that how these ideas are detrimental, okay? How these ideas are detrimental and how they can, how these ideas are basically causing the issues in our communities, you know? And that's where I started to create my course. My course is not just about history. It's about self-development too, and understanding your spiritual connection. It's understanding what spirituality is, because a lot of times we're taught in church that spirituality and religion are the same thing, and they're not, you know? So spirituality is something we're born with, that we don't have to do anything spiritual. Religion is something that we're taught. And especially the dogma within Christianity that's taught that ends up separating people. Spirituality unites humanity. Christianity has separated humanity along race, sex, you name it. They find something in the Bible that separates people from each other. Okay. And so that's where I created my course first. And then I wanted to create something that would help people build from within. So taking these ideas, because I understood the principles that in order to build, the outside is always going to be the reflection of the inside. Okay. And if I looked in our communities, they reflected the idea of being broken, of being nothing, of being worthless, of being all of these things. That's what you saw in our communities, and the people reflected that. So how can I help people with that? So one of my agendas is not only it's not to bring down Christianity. I don't care to do that, because there's still some good that comes out of the religion, you know, but a lot of times it's just there's a conflict. OK, so I'm not saying that everything about religion was bad. That's not what I meant, because I know our ancestors as slaves, they had to have something or some kind of hope, or it was a horrible existence. All right. But how do we wean ourselves from this mentality of being nothing, being worthless, and you have to look at the commonality between churches and poverty in so many of our communities. You cannot mistake that connection. The only people that do are the ones who are blind to it and don't want to see the connection. Okay. And a lot of times my Christian brothers and sisters, they are ready to fight to hold on to white Jesus than to lift their own communities. They'll rather come and attack and tear others down rather than looking at what's happening in their communities and bring people up, you know? So when I created my class, the idea of it was I want to build people from within, show people how they can build from within so that they can build without, start building communities. I want to create and help millions of people to build themselves to where the communities in the African diaspora and anywhere else in the world where Christianity has affected people negatively. I want to help them build so they can start to build communities, start to build self-sustaining communities, okay? I want to be able to build a network of business people, real estate agents, anything, any kind of businesses you can think of that people might need, that people have the confidence, the boldness and ability to make something different that can help humanity. Okay. So it's not to me, this has very little to do with arguing about whether or not Jesus is real. That is such a waste of time to me. Such a waste of time. So when I'm talking about my class, The African Mind Rewire, it is about building people and building humanity so we can build communities and we can create a network that will lift all people, and the tide will rise and the boats will rise with the tide. Okay. So that's what my class is about. It's not just about putting down religion. That's not it, you know. But I do have to show the contrast in how we thought as Christians and how we think in the new paradigm and the new comedic paradigm. OK, so a lot of times I knew as a school teacher, I had to show children the contrast or they couldn't understand the difference, because a lot of times in our world, we live relative to things. OK, that's what's dual and that's what duality is about. OK. So that's what the African Mind Rewire is about. It's about lifting you. It's about building you from within. Okay. And that's what this channel is about. It's about helping you to understand your spiritual self, your soul, and you as a soul having a human experience, understanding that and living that as free and as beautifully and doing the things that light up your soul. That's what this is about. Okay. Not arguing about. I love history, but I'm not focused on just giving history facts. That's not what it's about for me. You know, I love science, astrology, numerology, and the way my mind works. I started to connect dots that I hadn't seen connected before, because when I started studying the ancient Kemetic mythology, the symbolism, there is a wealth of information within that is not spoken. Okay. You can find connections and you can find confirmations to these ideas biblically, because everything in the Bible basically came from ancient Kemet. Okay. Through the Greeks. Okay. So you can find confirmations of a lot of these ideas. That's why I use Bible scriptures, because I want to show people that are Christian that, hey, you don't have to relearn everything. You just have to reorient your way of thinking from the God being outside of you to understanding that you are a God or goddess. You are an extension of it. And you're here to create in the best way that suits your soul. That's it. Okay. Bottom line. So Christians, a lot of times they come to my channel, man. Usually, guys, I just delete the comments and block them because I don't want to have to deal with that mess. So y'all, a lot of times y'all don't see that. But man, y'all, some of the things that these people will say, these good Christian people, oh my God, they can be ugly. Oh, woo. But anyway, but I endure because I know that what I'm trying to do is build my people, the African diaspora, and also build humanity. So I'm not one of those people to say this knowledge is not for white people. I don't believe that. This knowledge of anybody that has ever been Christian, Catholic, any of those denominations, this knowledge can help. And if it can build us from the inside to cause us to love each other, then we can't help but to love everybody else, you know? So if you're practicing this stuff the right way, then you can't hate. You can't be against LGBTQ community. You can't be against white people. You can't be against black people or Asian people. Or you can't do it because you understand that everybody is an extension of God. And I use that term because we're familiar with it, but it's bigger than the idea that we're taught in the religion. God is not a big white dude looking down in the sky on us. Okay. It just is not a being. It's not a human like person at all. Okay. The ancient Africans taught that. All right. So that's what it's about. Okay. So yeah. So exactly. We're here to create the best way of our soul. Absolutely. Let me go back.